It's the catechin. In 1884, a toolmaker from Birmingham, England, named Joseph Hudson, transformed a simple signaling device into something far more powerful. Seeking a way to produce a sound sharp enough to cut through noise, he crafted a small, hollow chamber and added a tiny cork ball inside. When air passed through, the ball vibrated rapidly, creating a loud, trilling sound that could carry over great distances. It quickly became a staple in law enforcement, the arts, and last night in ruining a Kentucky basketball game. Kentucky falls to Georgia, 82-69. It's the whistle. Fellas, how are we feeling?
Terrible. I mean, that was 2.5 plus hours of just no flow, bad basketball. I mean, I don't know what to say about the game. It was bad all the way around. Ref ball. I mean, I don't know. That would have made the difference because it was, 13-point win, but wasn't good.
Yeah. I mean, congrats to Georgia for being good enough for that to work. Yeah, at home. It still means they're a pretty good ball team. But better than years past at least. But yeah, when you have to you have to use the home court and all the flopping and
Yeah.
every 50-50 ball goes your way. You know, it's just when you have to do that to win a game, and yeah, I think as a team we have this very, very delicate balance that we need the flow to go right and we need our lineups to be right, and a game like that can really ruin that, and it did. So we didn't. Amari Williams looked like an SEC big last game and at the beginning of this game. And then he played for like 13 minutes because they just called everything on him. So, yeah, frustrating game. I do think that I wish we would have defensively changed up the scheme to put more pressure earlier than we started it because it did start where we were forcing turnovers there at the end. Offensively, we played a lot of solitary ISO ball and, can't do that. Not in this team. Not in this league. So.
Worst game of the season, probably. I don't know. I've kind of mind-holed Ohio State, but this is the one where it was a slow burn the whole time, where it's just like, yeah, they're kind of keeping it close, but never at any point where it was just like, okay, we're back in this. I maybe when we cut it to five for a second there, but then Georgia came right back at it. I think with the way it's being called, like, hey, this is SEC ball, the SEC refs or FCC refs. Now, that's not to take away the win from Georgia. They played well enough to win the game. I'm not one to cry about refs typically, and I had to come up with some sort of intro. So that was
Yeah.
the fun one for me. But yeah,
I mean,
did
they're a
not play
tournament
a good
team.
game at all.
Right. Yeah. And yeah, it sucks because it's like that's not what a March game is going to be like. I don't
Depends.
know.
I mean,
I don't know.
it was a physical game, but like there was, I mean, there's the clip where Jackson gets that foul on the rebound, the kid doesn't get touched, and he falls on the ground, and they call it on
It's
Jacks. I mean, there's several
brutal.
like,
Yeah.
and that's, I'm not even look, I'm not trying to be ref ball guy, but like, they sold three or four calls. The one biggest one is when we kept the lead to either 5 or 7. Georgia had the ball and had to force up a three at the shot clock buzzer, I think, and the kid did not get touched, fell on the ground, got three shots, and the game changed from there. I mean, and I'm not saying it would have been won that way. Again, Georgia won the game. They won it going away. We couldn't score the basketball. We couldn't get an assist. We couldn't rebound the basketball. We got out physical all over the place. But there was times when it felt like we could still be in that game, and some calls didn't go our way. I mean, and that's going to happen in some games, but we do got to get a little more physical, though. I feel like it's weird how we will have position, but and get kind of pushed out of position, in the push in the back. But we are, we got big guys. We got guys can rebound. We got guys that can be physical, but they got to get a lot tougher than they were that night. They've been tough in the past and they've played better than that, but last night wasn't good enough.
Kentucky is
Yeah.
a program we get memed on a lot. I mean, look at Jack Golke and with Doug at St. Peter's. As soon as I saw Slim Shady last night, alarm bells started going off in my head because I was like, and then I found out his name was Blue Kane. Dude, we're cooked. We're cooked. I knew. Bro's name sounds like a Mortal Kombat character. I thought they were saying Liu Kang for most of the game.
Yeah, I don't know. We could have. We are a better team than Georgia. In my, from like the body of work, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
But we did not react well. They like. The team, the psychology of the team fell apart, I think. A few of those goals, and that probably feels way more egregious when you see it or when it happens to you, when somebody just is 2 feet away from you and they jump to the ground and then you get a foul called on you. That's just like, okay, what are we even doing here? I can't imagine like dealing with that psychologically. And this is the first SEC road game against the pretty decent Georgia team. They gave Marquette a run for their money. A very talented, physically talented Georgia team.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like they didn't have the gumption that we see them have in big games, which kills me. It's like, why do we lose to Clemson, Ohio State, and Georgia? And we beat three of the top five title favorite teams. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's psychologically, we just got to get tougher.
I
gotta
wonder
win a road
if,
game.
Yeah, I wonder if the road game thing is going to be a monkey on the team's back. I mean, they have a chance to silence it on Saturday.
Yeah,
but yeah, so right now it's hard to tell how bad of a loss this is because Georgia might end up being pretty good. I mean, it's hard to
because their only losses were to Ole Miss on the road and Marquette, like you said, and out of conference.
Yeah.
So I mean, it didn't really. I don't know. I feel like they were good, but I really honestly did feel like they got away with a lot, like and a lot of inconsistencies too, like the kid falling down and, you know, hitting the bobsled and not getting a travel called stuff. I mean, just momentum type things like that were just strange. I did feel like you know, we could have had a lot of different things go our way, but I mean, can't have 8 assists on 24 buckets. A lot, way too much ISO ball. But at times maybe we had to play that way because the guys started pressing. I mean, Lamont pressed and did well with it. But, you know, that was about the only good thing that came of it. And can we get somebody to wipe up in the key if we got guys slipping all over the place? I didn't see a single time they sent out the ball boy or anyone to wipe that up. Why? What are we doing there? Just going to let it ride or what?
Yeah, I know.
We did nine reviews. We can't do a single wipe down to the floor, but okay.
Yeah. Now, so psychologically, road games in the SEC, they're going to be tough because all of these teams are good.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not South Carolina, but I don't know. So, well, psychologically, they have to wrap their heads around that and keep playing with the and understanding the assignment while they're playing. But what kills me too is it feels like there's a lot of hustle, but none of them and they all try to be physical, but then they don't like. Position themselves well to get boards. It's like they don't know how they can play physically, but they don't know how to play like the skill physical type of ball that I think that needs to happen for the second chance points to start going our way, because right now it feels like that doesn't happen. And in these types of games, that's going to be important.
It seems like it's the fourth or fifth time this season that we've been punked out by the other team's big man,
mm-hmm.
where you're just kind of doing whatever they want, and we're just getting beat up. It's like, fight back. Seemed like they kind of figured that out near the end, where Andrew Carr was grabbing dudes by the legs. I was like, I mean, that's the kind of game this is. That's going to be SEC basketball.
I mean, the one thing with Amari, though, like, you remember that he had the one where he literally had position and the kid fell down behind him as he's getting boxed out. Amari trips over him and they call the foul on Amari. And stuff like that is tough, though. Like, you got for Amari's case, is all I'm saying. The rest of these dudes, Amari got pushed around a little bit, but it does get tough to not be hesitant when, you know, you're literally boxing the kid out and you trip over him and you get the foul called on you when you've got the inside position. It messes with you a little bit. Nobody cares. Most players say they don't care how the game's called as long as it's called consistently, just so you can kind of get a feel for it and because you can adapt to it. So when it seems so inconsistent, I mean, I'm sure there are some calls that went both way, you know, bad way on both sides, but I mean, they shot, 38 free throws to 19. I don't see how they were that much more regressive, but hey. And it should have been
Double
more
his
than that.
cup.
We,
Yeah.
yeah.
Also, Butler, he does so well against the press that they just don't call fouls away
Yeah.
from the bucket on whoever's guarding Butler. They just don't do it. It's like Micah Parsons or whatever getting held every single play. They just aren't going to call it. But he was getting his arms demolished. So I don't know. I mean, I'm sure, but he's kept it up, right? Like it's just we need that level of gumption from everybody else too. Now, Brandon Garrison did have some pretty good plays. You could see some highlight. Oh, Travis Perry had that drive to the basket. That was like you can see him try to model his game after Butler. And it's
A little bit, yeah, you kind of can, yeah.
and you know he's still it's still like Lamont Butler's a beast and Caris Perry's a freshman. But you can tell that's his aspiration. And for him to have taken it, and for it to have fallen, I was super hyped about that. I think that he's seeing some meaningful minutes, which is cool.
BG needs to give up the ball a little bit though when he gets the board.
Yeah.
It's like he did have four. It was only four turnovers. Well, only that's a lot of turnovers. But it was like it felt like more because it felt like at times when we needed a steal and we got it, and then he throws it down court and he gets stolen right away, or like he's dribbling, doing some
Yeah.
spins in the key and getting cycled out of there real quick. I liked his effort, and obviously he had to play a lot of minutes yesterday, but the turnovers got cleaned up a little bit. But he did have some highlight. Did he get stuff at the rim too, or is it just Who,
I
it
think it's
wasn't
just
too good.
Ortega.
Yeah, okay. I thought somebody else got blocked with him too, but
Which, by the way, he should not stop trying to do that because it's
no,
awesome.
he's gonna catch a body one of these days.
Yeah.
And nobody cares when you get blocked up there. They forget about that the next day. But when he's put somebody through there.
I think that Amari's foul trouble had a big effect on it because when you have to play through Brandon, who's not, I don't think he's a bad guy to run the offense through. I think that if anything, I think his passing is underrated, but it's not quite as sharp as Amari when running like this zoom action to where he's like there's a guy beelining it for the basket and Brandon throws it into him. It would always be just be a little bit late or a little bit too high to where they have to take that split second to gather it and put it up. The next thing you know, the shot's getting blocked or they have somebody on them now. It's these tight window passes that Brandon isn't able to do quite as well as Amari. And I mean, the game comes down to, a few plays like here and there.
Yeah,
You want
a few
somebody
missed
a little sharper on
layups,
their
yeah,
passes.
because of that hesitation.
Missed nine layups again yesterday and a couple dunks. And honestly, like I thought we went to the back door way too many times. Like I feel like that's on that type of offense, I feel like that's the third option for the passer there. You're either
Can you
looking for
go to the
meetup or
back door too much, though?
he certainly can, depending on, a variety of circumstances, actually. Yeah.
Experience, mostly, yeah.
Preparation, before.
Yeah, the preparation
Yeah.
ritual to go to the back door is significant.
48-hour notice is what I've
Yeah,
learned.
I'm always that's what I tell my wife.
But
What did
that's
he
a pretty well.
say?
That's if you're gonna be on camera, but yeah, for a TV game, you're gonna want to prep. You're gonna want to do that and shoot around for sure. You're gonna want to do a shoot around, that's for sure.
How much do you think that the rebounding will be an issue going forward? Because now I'm concerned now.
I don't. It depends. I think a lot of it's. I think it's more the 3-point shooting is going to hinge more on that than it is the rebounding. I think that when we make more than six threes, it ends up being a little bit better. We had a lot of turnovers yesterday too. I don't know. I don't think that the rebounding will remain an issue. I bet you it'll be. I would imagine Pope will have something improved by the next game. I'd be shocked if he didn't. It seemed like that was kind of a breaking point. This game was kind of everything came out that they.
It does feel weird too, because I want to say that the team kind of has to do a bit of soul searching right now.
Yeah.
It's the was this the third loss of the season? And to be saying that a team has to do soul searching after the third loss of the season in January feels a little bit extreme, but we're running into the heart of SEC play here. So this is probably the time to do that.
Well, and it's second too.
Coming up,
it's raised by the expectations by beating number six Florida, who just boat raced Tennessee yesterday by 30. I mean, life on the road in the SEC's tough. I mean, yeah. And beating Gonzaga and then beating Duke, who is looking better and better, you know, every game. I think that's what makes it seem so like the contrast between the two, because it's still 36 in the net at Georgia. It's still a tough game. By any stretch of any, you know, measurement. It's not, you know, it shouldn't be an automatic win in anybody's mind. But, I think it's the contrast from the highs of the season that you're exactly right. It feels like they kind of need to find a way to could be consistently that same team that they show up in those big games versus these road tests, you know, against not regular teams, but not Duke, you know.
Yeah. Snip, snap, you know.
I mean, that's what it seems like.
If we protect home, and I think we will because we beat Florida, who's apparently awesome. and then we can steal a few of these road games. It's going to depend on – I think it's going to depend on what type of team we're playing, because I think our – I don't know. Getting physicaled at the rim just makes for a rough away game. I don't know. So we can win against good teams if we can win on the road against good teams if they're a certain archetype. And I think that there's going to be a learning curve. I think we still will steal a few of those road games.
Sure.
With
the way we shoot the ball, yeah. You know, one of these games we're going to be red hot and we're just going to blow somebody
right, yeah.
out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just
Arkansas.
I don't know what it's going to take to win this league. I mean, what is it going to take? There's not going to be any undefeated teams.
No.
Through this.
No, absolutely not.
I got to see what Alabama does on the road tonight. Where are they playing at? They play somebody on the road tonight. Let's see.
Oklahoma.
Oof.
No, they're South Carolina. At South Carolina. That's what I wanted.
Oh, at South Carolina.
They're up 12 right now, yeah.
Well, guys, how are you feeling going into to Mississippi State?
They look pretty good, too. They look better than Georgia. I don't know if playing there is going to be as hard as playing at Georgia. It's hard to tell.
It'll be really interesting to see how they bounce back. I don't foresee them playing that poorly again. I would imagine they're a little embarrassed by that performance, honestly. But I don't know, man. We'll see.
So I was telling y'all,
we're missing some Kirk Creasa.
I was gonna,
for
yeah.
away games. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, big time, big time. It's a good point.
So we were talking on the last episode where I was saying I was a bit more concerned than the rest of you guys about this Georgia game. For not to be an old horn tutor over here, but you know, Lamont Butler called the Georgia game. I was like, hey, hold on. For some reason, I'm feeling less worried about Mississippi State just on the sheer fact of, does this team lose two in a row like that? Especially with kind of an embarrassing one, like they're gonna want their lick back.
Yeah, especially since it felt like, you know, they could have performed better.
Yeah.
Which was going to kill them.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, if it takes a bounce back game to steal one of these, like, quad one road games, then that's whatever. You know, if we could just take a few of these, we can end up as the top seed because it's going to be really tough to win on the road for anybody.
I think it's going to be tough to go undefeated at home as well. I mean, this is the league's nuts,
yeah.
man. If that's Georgia was impressive for what I thought they would be.
Yeah,
the
I just
first
think
few
Florida
minutes of the
might
game,
be as good as Auburn.
That's not. Damn, maybe. I mean, I can't say you're wrong. The only team they've lost to is Kentucky, but and then they just destroy. But also Tennessee. Man, okay, back to the 3-point defense. Is it really a thing or not? Is Tennessee's going starting 1 for 21 in that game defense or just like extraordinarily bad shooting day
on the road?
I mean, God, one. What'd
By
they
the way,
finish on?
this game that we just played, very similar to the Florida game, except Kobe Brea didn't go insane from the 3-point line. Otherwise, the Florida game could have looked just like this one. And then you have to ask, like, okay, well, what's the real version of this team? Is it the team that's hitting a bunch of threes, or if it's not, and you're kind of seeing the difference of whether we hit the threes or not with the way we're playing.
Yeah, what do we go 6 for 24 or something like that? Yeah, 6 for 25. Yeesh. Not
Another thing,
ideal.
we were actually +6 in the paint over Georgia. We had more points in the paint
Minus
over there.
19 on the free throw line, though. That
Yeah,
doesn't.
and
That, I
so
feel like it
that'll
doesn't.
add up there.
That'll.
Oh, I'm sorry. We were +10. We were +6 against Florida, and we were also upset about the refs a little bit while that one was going on as well. Something's going on with these. I think Pope being new in the SEC, maybe he's got to learn how to sort of game plan for not only each team, but just sort of learn how to work the SEC
Dude,
refs.
that ref with the terrible fade. You remember seeing him? That cop haircut guy? Dude, I saw Mark Fox like talking to him. Like, yeah, you get his ass.
They did ruin Mark Fox's homecoming.
Yeah.
I'll never
Me, Mark
forgive him
for
for that.
I was so happy when he left Nevada, so he's finally out of the whack with Utah State. Like, see ya, bud. And then he didn't do great at Georgia, but at least I don't think he did.
Any predictions
What time is the
or
game on
player to
Saturday?
watch?
What?
Good question. I am unprepared.
I'm looking right now.
It's probably like 9 in the morning. I'm down for it now.
Dude, the Saturday game was so sweet because I was just able to go step outside, fire up the Blackstone griddle, get some
Your
breakfast going.
pancakes? Yeah.
We did hash browns and bacon and eggs on the Blackstone. Come inside, eat that,
Arkansas
watch
is
the game.
beating Ole Miss for now. Okay. It's at 8:30 Eastern time on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a late one. All right.
Yeah. Super late.
I'm predicting a dub. Give me a Give me Lamont Butler.
Their only loss is to Butler, so that would be cool.
Me Jackson Robinson.
Yeah, I'm
Seven
gonna take
point
a
dub.
win. Oh yeah, I'm gonna go a win and Amari again for sure. But 5 to 10 point win, but they're gonna get the win.
I'm telling you, Amari has looked different in the two SEC games. Now, they had him on the bench the whole game, it felt like, because he couldn't defend without getting terrible calls.
Yeah.
But his off he looks a lot more aggressive the last couple games. I'm sure he's frustrated now that he got taken out of the last one. But yeah, I feel like we're gonna get in a better version of Amari Williams come March than we had against Duke.
Yeah, I would think so. Hope so.
So that's a and that was a really good ball team, obviously. So yeah, there's definitely stuff to be excited about. It's just I don't want to lose in the round of 32 to like a 8 seed, like
Utah
mid-tier
State
Big
name or
Ten team
something.
school. No, well, I see. I what would worry me the most would be playing against like an Ohio State.
Oh, like an underperforming like power school, one of the Big Ten
My
schools.
God, that's Utah State's kryptonite in the tournament every single time on my
Yeah, like if we
life.
played like TCU or something, it's like
Yeah.
theoretically we should beat them, but they've still got legit athletes over there.
Right.
I'm interested to see Saturday what a pissed off version of this Kentucky team looks like,
Yeah.
because it's a team full of nice guys.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, let's not be so nice, you know?
But did you see Carr's quote?
Get a little nasty.
Oh, get a little
Yeah.
nasty with it. Yeah.
Love that guy.
I think they're
Yeah, I
gonna come
want.
on and play. I'll be honest, I've only watched Mississippi State play two games. One was against UNLV and one was against Utah. They blasted UNLV, but I don't know if you guys saw that clip, but UNLV fans are losing their
Oh,
mind about
yeah.
how bad you and that's so funny to me. And then they came back to beat a very mediocre to slash bad Utah team. So, but I haven't seen their other games. So those are the two that I watched. I mean, they're as beatable as anybody else in the league, but you know, SEC's really good, so hard to say.
And final shout outs to Ben, you know. It's too busy
Yeah,
for us now. Doesn't like
Barry,
us anymore.
Ben, probably out having noodles.
Come home, Barry. The kids miss you, you know.
I miss
All
you.
right, guys. Any closing thoughts before we wrap this thing up?
You know, just stay safe on the internet. Don't,
Well, we got some good football over the next few days, at least. That'll be fun. That'll get me through to Saturday night when we take our first road SEC game.
be good. Our first road game, period. Yeah. It'd be.
Just don't let Ohio State win the whole thing, right? Not Ohio State.
Nah, see, I think Ryan Day doesn't have it in him. He's got, I think that Ohio State is cursed and that he's going to do too much to get fired now,
Yeah.
but still not enough. I don't know.
They
I want to see Penn State.
Ugh. They
And
go
Ohio
another
State
day, man. Let's
still.
go.
I don't want Texas to go.
Go
I don't want there to be an
no,
SEC team
go
in the
go
West.
Irish, bro. What are you talking
Go
about?
Irish.
Irish.
Really?
Yeah. What do you mean, really? They're not even like they're a national brand, but they've had their ass whipped every time they play on a national stage for 30
Yeah,
years now. So,
I know, and that is what they should keep doing.
no, they stuck around so long. Now they're the lovable loser. They're the Cubs now, dude. Like they haven't won for so freaking long,
Yeah.
and
A lot of
now
choke artists in the playoffs still, with Penn State,
it
Ryan
feels
Day,
wrong to
Notre
have Penn
Dame. Yeah.
State in the last four. I'll be honest with you, I don't love it.
So weird.
It would be funny if Texas won the whole thing
It wouldn't be at all. I have a lot of shit
because
I'm
just
gonna take
the
back.
Georgia, like they lost twice to Georgia. It'd just be so fucking funny.
Oh,
Oh.
there's still a way that Georgia, that whole Georgia take, can you know what? Don't give a shit. Georgia was
It's a
terrible.
12-team playoff, and yet, like the last remaining teams, it's like, do any of them really deserve to win it? Do we even have a national champion this year?
It's yeah. So really, it's. Ohio State's causing that by losing to that trash Michigan team. Like,
Yes.
that's the
Well,
only reason it doesn't feel like, because Ohio
hold on,
State,
hold on. Notre Dame lost in Northern Illinois.
brother, I'm aware. That's why I'm not counting them at all. I'm saying
Now,
there would be that team if they hadn't lost that, like Bonehead has lost to Oregon where Will Howard slides with no time left versus just, you know, better clock management. They can probably win that game. And they don't lose to Michigan. They're out here kicking everybody's ass in the playoffs. So realistically, that's a $20 million team and they're probably going to win the whole thing going away. I don't see them losing. If they lose to Texas, that's
so
going to
here's the
annoy the
thing.
shit out of me.
I just need Drew Aller, Drew Aller. What's his? How do you say his name?
I think it's
Doesn't
Aller.
matter.
Aller.
I hardly know her. Go ahead.
I don't know. I need him to go off tonight, or not tonight, tomorrow night, enough to go to the draft, because right now I don't feel good about either one of the quarterback options
You're getting Shador,
for the
bro.
Titans. I know
Oh, I. Pr
we're gonna get hard knock. We're gonna get Dion, GM, Shador, first pick, and then Hard Knocks, and it's just gonna be like.
You're gonna love it.
Yeah.
I wish I could go kick
Wait, so you want Penn State's
6-year-old me in the
quarterback to
nuts.
be drafted over Shadur?
Is it
Yeah.
Atler? I think it's. Is it Atler? Is that his last name?
Aller.
Through Aller? Alar? It's like Allar, isn't it?
Yeah.
This man,
I don't know if it's
Atler.
Alar or Aller. He is good. He's very Justin Herbert-ish.
Maybe it's that. What's that one kid that they said
Great
was like
name.
the truth from Penn State as a quarterback, and then he came back for his senior season. I can't remember the kid's name, and he was just. I think he ended up like a
Clifford?
sixth round. Yeah, dog, that's the one. Maybe
Yeah.
I'm just burned on Penn State quarterback. There's that dude is supposed to be like God's gift to football, and then
Will
kind of
Levis. Will Levis, former Penn State quarterback.
more
Drew Aller
hopefully.
is 20 years old, and he's big. I don't know. I don't know. I think that being a Titans fan is just a curse. And until the Adams family goes bankrupt and has to sell the team, I'm doomed.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But you
I
just hit
complain
on
about
one of
the
these
Bengals now?
quarterbacks.
Can I complain about the Bengals?
Yeah, do it.
You can put Burrow. You can't put.
Resign T. Higgins. That's it. Resign T. Higgins. Beef up the trenches, and let's go win a Super Bowl. Done.
What's about the
they need a
playoffs
new
first,
coach.
Huh?
Well, was that about the coach?
They need a new one.
Yeah.
You can't come out 0-4 every year and play catch it and make Joe Burrow.
To be fair, bro, listen, hold on now, time out on that. How in the world is the Chiefs' effect on the Bengals' coach, first of all? That's what you only need one of those four to go right, and you're in the playoffs. We're still when Bengals are in. That was it.
Yeah, we
just
lost
one.
A bunch of one-score games. It's trash.
Well, it happens every year, though. Every year they start. It's like the last 3 years they've started with like four straight losses. They start in a hole.
Yeah, he straight up does not play any starters at all during the entire preseason. So it takes the guys a couple weeks to sort of get it going. It's very frustrating.
I do think Shakir could be kind of a Joe Burrow-esque.
God.
He has very good accuracy.
Okay.
And kind of a not as strong as like a Josh Allen arm. And Callahan is obviously a Joe Burrow merchant. So it needs that like very tight window, go through your progressions type quarterback.
You don't think that's Cam Ward?
I like Cam Ward. I just don't think Cam Ward will play the style of football that will be asked of him. And I think that was Will Levis's problem. I think Will Levis is going to go to the Giants or whoever doesn't get to have a quarterback this year and ball out probably.
No, Will Levis isn't going to ball out.
Will
Levis go to the Packers and back up Jordan Love, and then Jordan Love will get injured, and then Will Levis will look awesome. He'll back the stock.
Yep.
He's trying to be okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, just go anywhere competent. Actually, I think Justin Fields. I think these quarterbacks that go to like a rehab team, like a competently run franchise, and then they go back out. Like Sam Darnold went to the Niners, and then Baker went to the Rams. It's like they go rehab a little bit, and then they get their feet underneath them.
Oh, dude! Imagine Will Levis on the Rams.
Oof,
that'd be fun. Will Levis on the Bucks? Reunite Will Levis with Liam Cohen?
Actually, Liam Cohen's probably going to go coach for like the Raiders or something.
Oh yeah.
And then they take Will Levis, who's a big Tom Brady guy because he's a Yankee.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, did you guys see that there's been several NFL teams inquiring about Bill Belichick's availability, and he's probably they said there's a mutual interest, and so you're probably going to get fucking little Belichick as the UNC head coach before they even start the season.
As a dad, that's awesome for him just to set up his son like that.
It will be the most calculated move. I will never be able – you will not be able to talk me into that. That wasn't the plan the entire time. Like, that's why he didn't get a job in the NFL. He's like, hold on. Wait a minute. Pause. Let me set my son up over here real quick. Get him going. And then
– Yeah, I
want to
read that contract. I heard about that, and I was like, I wonder how they even – how do you ask for that without it being, like, obviously what you're trying to do?
I think you set your 10,000 Super Bowl rings down on the table with the AFC Championship rings, and you say, yeah, my son's going to go ahead and take over as soon as I want to quit, so if you want me here, there you go. I bet you had all the leverage in the world. Why would UNC?
They could have paid Caleb Wilson.
They still might have. Who knows? It sounds like we don't know anything, and our insiders are trash, okay?
Everything that I thought I knew is now up in the air.
What? Yeah, exactly. I don't even know who I am anymore, and everything's up for debate, okay? By the way, I saw you change the way my name was spelled when we logged in here. That was cute.
I did the Southern girl spelling on his name, so I used just a bunch of Y's and a bunch of N's.
It's like B-R-E-Y-D-E-G-H.
B-R-E-I-G-H.
It wasn't horse spelling. It wasn't like nay. It was close, though.
There definitely is a Brayden where it's spelled like that with the B-R-E-I-G-H.
D-Y-N.
It's the worst. All right, guys. Well, it's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun.
One last thing. Do you think that AJD ends up in the long line of like first round picks who didn't make the tournament? Like number one picks, like next year, you think that's he's going to be like a Ben Simmons type.
Like the
Or
Elite Eight, maybe Final
oh,
Four.
for sure, yeah, because they're totally gonna make the tournament this year. Looking real good. But no, I think you know what? There you go. Perfect. Yeah, they're having a great season. That's all I wanted to bring up. I appreciate it,
Why do you
Kevin.
ask?
Yeah. Oh, just I BYU really upgraded coaches, and I just was making sure that everyone knew about it. So.
Just to clue in our viewers who are somehow might be sticking around at this point. I don't know how at this point,
I
but
just want to reward them if they have with some real ball
you are a
knowledge
Utah
that
State fan, so you are compromised when it comes to
Hey
BYU
man,
talk.
I if you
Hey, I
hedge
am too.
on
I am too
the
because we're
sport,
friends, so it's on site with them for me as well.
I don't know. I just wish they wouldn't have said no to playing in all three locations that we offered. But it's fine. It's okay. It's fine. We'll see him in the tournament, I'm sure.
All right, well, for Jared, for Braden, and for Kale, thank you for joining the Catechin. Go Cats.
Oh,
All right.
yes.